Terrible Geography Handbooks. Wicked Weather in Earth-Shattering Color. It'll have you in a spin. By Anita Gennari, illustrated by Mike Phillips. A terrible book. Read by Vianna Vance. Introduction. Are you the sort of person who's always moaning about the weather? Well, you're not alone. People are always complaining it's too cold in winter than too hot in summer. They rush for cover when they feel the tiniest drop of rain and get ruffled by the slightest breeze. What a bunch of drips. But forget battling to open your brolly or slapping on the sun cream. It's time to brace yourself for some seriously stormy weather ahead. If the weather turned wild and woolly, how on earth would you cope? Don't panic. This terribly useful handbook contains everything you'll need to survive without throwing caution to the wind. So read on to find out why you shouldn't go swimming in a thunderstorm, what to do when a tornado starts to twist, how to stormproof your house for a hurricane, how to stay cool as a cucumber in a heat wave, what getting lost in a blizzard's really like. Some blizzard, huh? And that's not all. This handy book's packed with terribly tasteless true stories about people who bravely weathered the storm, not to mention those who looked the storm straight in the eye or found themselves in very deep water indeed. But be warned, despite having loads of newfangled technology to play with, meteorologists, that's the posh name for weather scientists, can't always tell what the wicked weather's likely to do next. Storms sometimes blow in without warning, and even the experts' forecasts aren't always foolproof. So you'll need to keep your wits about you and your eyes peeled for gathering storm clouds, because we're not talking nice sunny days and blue skies here. Oh no, we're talking weather that'll rip your roof off or fry you to a crisp. This is weather that'll blow you away. Still keen to give wicked weather a whirl? Oh well, it's time to hang on to your hat. Wicked weather. It's a wild and windswept world out there, and it's about to get worse. Some people seem to enjoy getting soaked to the skin and find gale force winds all the bracing. But if your idea of good weather is clear blue skies and sunshine, then this wicked weather report might not be for you. It's about some of the wildest weather on the planet and the last places on Earth you'd pick to spend your summer holes in. Wicked Weather Records. 1. Hottest place. The Lowell, Ethiopia is the hottest spot on Earth. The average temperature over a year is a scorching 34.4°C. But that's nothing compared to toasty Al-Azizaya in Libya. On September 13, 1922, the temperature reached a sizzling 58°C in the shade. 2. Coldest place. Wrap up warm if you're visiting Vostok, Antarctica. The temperature is usually around a freezing -57.8°C, and in 1983 it plummeted to a bone-chilling -89.2°C. By that time you wouldn't be able to feel your fingers or toes. You'd probably have frozen to death. 3. Reddest place. The world's reddest place is Sagi Masinram in India, where almost 12,000 millimeters of rain falls every year. You'll also need your brolly if you're visiting Mount Waialeale in Hawaii. Buckets of rain fall every day for as many as 350 days a year. For our driest place, dying of thirst is a real danger in the desperate Atacama Desert in Chile. It's officially the driest place on Earth. For 400 years, between 1570 to 1971, no rain fell at all. Trouble is, when it rained, it poured and poured and poured, causing furious flooding. 5. Windiest place. Back in Antarctica, breezy Commonwealth Bay is the windiest place in the world. Here, gales gust at 320 kilometers per hour. That's as fast as a racing car. But the gustiest gust ever recorded roared around Mount Washington, USA at 371 kilometers per hour. 6. Snowiest place. The most snow to fall in a single year was at Mount Rainier, USA, from 1971 to 1972. Some 31,000 millimeters of snow fell, enough to reach a third of the way up the Statue of Liberty. We don't know how many snowballs that would have made. Wicked weather phobias. Does the sound of thunder make your legs turn to jelly? Do you find lightning frightening? Do you feel sick at the sight of snow? Some people don't just feel a bit under the weather. They're absolutely scared stiff. But which of these wicked weather phobias do you think might be true? 1. Brontophobia, true or false? 2. Coronophobia, true or false? 3. Anemophobia, true or false? 4. Pionophobia, true or false? 5. Ombrophobia, true or false? 6. Psychrophobia? 7. Nephelophobia? 8. Arachnophobia? 7. Xanthophobia? 10. Cathysophobia. Answers 1 through 7, all true. 1. Brontophobia is the fear of thunder. 2. Coronophobia is the fear of lightning. 3. Anemophobia is the fear of wind. 4. Chionophobia is the fear of snow. 5. Ombrophobia is the fear of rain. 6. Psychophobia is the fear of cold. 7. Nephalophobia is the fear of clouds. 8 through 10, all false. 8. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. 9. Xanthophobia is the fear of the color yellow. 10. Caphasophobia is the fear of sitting down. Terrible health warning. If you're really coronaphobic or anemophobic, you might want to skip the rest of this book. If you're also caphasophobic, you might want to skip it standing up. Shocking storms. It's one of the most dazzling sights in nature, the crash-bang-wallop of the thunderstorm. And with 1,800 thunderstorms rumbling away at any time of any day, chances are there's one set to brew near you soon. First, the sky turns black and brooding with towering thunderclouds. Then the sound and light show begins. A shocking flash of lightning is followed by a deafening crash of thunder. It's okay, you can take your fingers out of your ears now. I said, from the safety of your sofa, a storm might look a picture, but you wouldn't want to get caught out in one. True, lightning can be horribly exciting, but it's also a killer. Each year, in the USA alone, about 100 people are struck and killed. So what makes lightning so frightening? Why does thunder make such a din? And more importantly, how on earth do you weather a thunderstorm? Keep reading to find out the answer. This chapter is packed with horribly helpful hints and tips on how to survive. Wicked Weather Report. Name of weather? Lightning. What it is? A giant spark of static electricity produced in a thundercloud. How it happens. 1. Air rushes up and down inside a thundercloud, making water droplets and ice particles inside the cloud collide. 2. These collisions build up static electricity. That's the sort of electricity that makes your hair go crackly when you pull your jumper over your head. 3. Positive electrical charges build up in the top of the cloud. Negative charges build up in the bottom. The ground is positively charged. When the pole becomes too strong, lightning flashes between the positive and negative charges. Lightning facts. Lightning finds the quickest route to the ground, so tall buildings and trees are top targets. A flash of lightning looks like it flickers, but it doesn't really. It's because lightning's made up of lots of mini flashes that travel so quickly you can't see them separately. The lightning you see is the return stroke from the ground to the cloud. The flash from the cloud to the ground is called the leader stroke. About 100 flashes of lightning hit the earth every single second. Could you be a fulminologist? That's the posh name for scientists who studies lightning. Which of these 5 frightful thunderstorm facts is true? 1. Thunderstorms only happen in winter. 2. Lightning's 5 times hotter than the sun. 3. Thunder's the sound of clouds colliding. 4. Thunderstorms can trigger tornadoes. 5. Hail's another hazard of thunderstorms. Answers 1. False. Thunderstorms usually happen in summer when the weather is warm and sticky. These make ideal conditions for a storm to start. As the sun heats the Earth's surface, it warms the air, which starts to rise. As the warm air rises and cools, it condenses. Some of the water vapor gas in it turns into liquid water, creating gigantic cumulonimbus clouds, thunderclouds. And it's in these monster clouds that thunderstorms are born. 2. True. As a sizzling streak of lightning flashes across the sky, it can heat the air in its path to a scorching 33,000 Celsius. That's about 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. How's that for hot stuff? False. For centuries, people hadn't the foggiest idea why thunder happened, so they made up stories about colliding clouds to explain what they heard. Other people thought thunder was made by a monster bird flapping its monster wings. But what really happens is this. As lightning heats up the air around it, the air expands at supersonic speed, and this what makes the booming sound of thunder. They are true. Some awesome thunderstorms grow in rows called squall lines, with the strongest storms at the ends. These superstorms can last for several hours. A storm usually blows itself out in 30 minutes, and often bring a terrifying tornado or two along for company. See page 25 for the lowdown on tornadoes. 5. True. Just when you think the storm's blown over, it's got one more trick up its sleeve. A load of rock-hard hailstones comes crashing down on your head. Hailstones happen inside a thundercloud when ice crystals get tossed up and down. Water freezes onto the crystals in layers until they're heavy enough to fall as hail. Most hailstones are roughly pea-sized, but a whopping hailstone the size of a watermelon once fell in Kansas, USA. Ouch. Earth-shattering fact. American pilot Colonel William Rankin got the shock of his life when he was forced to bail out of his plane, straight into a thundercloud. For 35 heart-stopping minutes, he was battered by howling, gale-force winds, and drenched with rain until he thought he'd drown. Miraculously, his parachute wasn't damaged, and after his appalling ordeal, he eventually landed safely in a field. He hitched a lift to hospital, where he was treated for shock and frostbite, but he was lucky to be alive. 6 shocking lightning strikes. Athlone, Ireland, 1697. Sparks flew when a single bolt of lightning struck the castle's ammunition store and the 260 barrels of gunpowder and 1,000 hand grenades inside. The whole lot went up in smoke, blowing the castle and the nearby town to smithereens. Virginia, USA, 1932-1976. Retired park ranger Willie C. Sullivan proved lightning can strike twice, at least. Over 35 years, he was struck a shocking 7 times. Incredibly, Willie lived to tell the tale and suffered only minor injuries. He had his eyebrows scratched, his hair set on fire twice, twisted his ankle, and suffered various burns. Chicago, USA, 1975. Top golfer Lee Trevino got a nasty shock when he was struck by lightning during a competition. He was sitting out a storm by the side of a lake when lightning hit him and knocked him out. The lightning flashed off the lake, shot through his metal golf club, and streaked up his back, but he wasn't badly hurt. Carl Skron, Sweden, 1988. With wild weather on the way, a woman who was scared stiff of thunder ran out of her house and down the road to her neighbor's. Lightning struck the top of her umbrella, and she fell to the ground, knocking all the fillings out of her teeth. Luckily, she was soon on the mend and on her way to see a dentist. Virginia, USA, 1987. There were fireworks when a lightning strike triggered the launch of 3 space rockets. At the same time, 2 rockets shot over the sea while the other raced along the ground. Oddly, one of the rockets was packed with scientific instruments for measuring, lightning. Darunka, Egypt, 1994. On November 2nd, lightning struck a train carrying a cargo of fuel oil. The bolt blew the train off the track and it exploded with a massive bang. This sparked off a gigantic fireball that surged through the town, setting it on fire. Horrible health warning. Being struck by lightning can knock your socks off and knock you off your feet. If you're lucky, you'll feel like you've been hit by a sledgehammer. If you're unlucky, you'll be dead. Even if you survive the shock, you'll probably have a splitting headache, feel sick, hear ringing in your ears and find burn marks shaped like a spider's web all over your skin. And if that's not enough to cope with, you'll also have trouble remembering things. Storm warning signs. Apart from colossal clouds, there are other clues that a storm is brewing. Here are some of the strangest signs to spot. Bees flying back to their hives. It seems bees can detect changes in humidity. That's the amount of water vapor in the air. Humidity is high with our thunderstorm, and the bad-tempered bees buzz off home. Mind you don't get stung. Swallows flying high in the sky. Before our storm, the weather is horribly unsettled as warm air starts to rise. Insects get carried away on the rising air and are blown up into the sky. The swallows follow closely behind. Insects are their favorite food. Curse this weather. Your head's starting to ache. Some people are seriously sensitive to the weather. They even claim they can feel the weather in their bones. Sounds painful. Others get headaches when the air is humid or sizzling with static electricity. The ideal conditions for a thunderstorm. Your hair standing on end. Yep, some people find storms a hair-raising experience because of all the static electricity in the air. But by the time this happens, it may be too late to escape. A lightning strike may only be seconds away. Thunder turning milk sour. Okay, so this one's actually a fib, though people believed it for centuries. Milk goes sour if it gets warm, and you often get warm weather before a thunderstorm. But this has nothing to do with thunder, and it won't happen if you keep the milk in the fridge. Boom. Oh, bother. Oh, butter. Survival tip. If you're worried about your school being struck by lightning, fix a lightning rod to the roof. Ask permission first. A lightning rod is a metal strip or rod that leads lightning safely down into the ground. It was invented by American Benjamin Franklin in 1752. Bright Spark Ben also invented a portable version for ladies' hats, as well as a lightning-proof bed. But oddly, these flashy ideas didn't catch on. 10 ways to avoid being struck by lightning. Before a storm, do keep an eye on the sky. Apart from bad-tempered bees, darkening skies and gusty winds are both signs of storms brewing. Do find out how far away the storm is. Thunder and lightning happen at exactly the same time, but you see lightning before you hear thunder because light travels much faster than sound. Here's how you can work out if a storm's just around the corner. A. When you see a flash of lightning, look at your watch. If you don't have a watch with a second hand, count the seconds like this. 1,000, 2,000, and so on. Count the seconds until you hear thunder. Divide the number of seconds by 3. That'll tell you how far away the storm is in kilometers. If the distance is 10 kilometers or less, you're at risk of being struck. If you're indoors, don't use the phone. If lightning strikes, it could send a killer charge down the line. Steer clear of other electrical equipment like TVs and computers. Don't have a bath or shower. Water is a brilliant conductor, something that's good at carrying electricity. Metal's another one. Even doing the washing up can be risky, so there's a good excuse. If you're outside, do get to shelter fast. This should be a building where lightning can flow through the electrical wiring and plumbing safely into the ground. Your house will be, safest houses, but you'll fly in a flimsy shutter tent. Wait at least 30 minutes after the last strike to go outside again. Do stay in your car, but close the windows. Lightning can sneak through the smallest cracks. and don't touch anything. The lightning should run around the car's metal body and away from you. Don't stand under a tall tree. Lightning always takes the quickest path to the ground, so trees, tall buildings, telephone poles, and even hilltops are all at risk of being struck. Do crouch down on the ground. If you're caught out in the open, crouch down low with your feet together and your head tucked in. This will make you less of a target. But don't lie ground. But don't lie down. The ground might be wet. Actually, I don't think that was lightning. Do keep your distance. If you're with other people, spread out and stay apart. Then, if lightning strikes one of you, it won't zap the others as well. Don't go swimming. You'll be a sitting duck, and if you like going fishing or playing golf. Metal golf clubs and carbon fiber fishing rods are excellent conductors, and the fish might not be the only things that get fried. Earth-shattering fact. Long ago, people thought they could scare off lightning by ringing the church bells. Big mistake. Many barmy bell ringers ended up as toast when lightning struck the tall church steeples and zapped the metal bells. Other people thought carrying an acorn about would stop them getting fried. Nuts. Twisted tornadoes. It's one thing finding a breeze bracing or liking the feel of the wind in your face, but the winds you'll meet in this chapter aren't the sort that rustle leaves or cool you down on a hot day. These wild winds can lift up a train from its tracks and blow your house to smithereens. Meet a tornado. Get mixed up with a terrifying tornado and you'll know what it means to be blown away. It'll suck you up, spit you out, and you won't have time to call for help. The best way to survive a tornado is to get out of its way. Trouble is, you can never tell exactly where a tornado will strike next. So if one starts to twist near you, here are some life-saving tips to make your head spin. Wicked weather report. Name of weather, tornado. What it is, a violent funnel-shaped storm that spins down from a thundercloud. How it happens. 1. Air starts to spin vertically inside a thundercloud. Meanwhile, the ground warms the air above it. 2. The spinning air reaches down towards the warmer air near the ground. It also spins faster. 3. The spinning sucks the warm air up from the ground. There. As the warm air rises, it cools and condenses to form a swirling funnel-shaped cloud. 5. When it touches the ground, it's a tornado. Tornado effects. Tornadoes usually happen in the afternoon or early evening. That's when thunderstorms are most likely. But not always. The deadliest twisters strike at night when their victims are fast asleep. Tornadoes have stormed across every continent, except icy Antarctica. North of the equator, tornadoes twist anti-clockwise. South of the equator, it's clockwise. Waterspouts are tornadoes that twist over the sea and can be over a kilometer tall. No wonder worried ancient sailors mistook them for sea monsters. Terrible health warning. If you're planning your summer holidays, you might want to give Tornado Alley a wide berth. It's a stretch of the USA from Texas through Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, and it's home to the wildest winds on Earth. A terrifying 700 tornadoes rip through every year, mostly in spring and early summer. 6 twisted tornado questions. How big is a tornado? Monster twisters can grow up to a kilometer wide, but they're usually much smaller than that. Some titchy tornadoes are only a few meters across. But small can be deadly, and these beauties pack a powerful punch. How fast do tornadoes blow? The winds inside a tornado are the strongest on Earth. They're horribly tricky to measure, but experts reckon they can reach speeds of up to 480 kilometers per hour. The strongest winds are right in the center of the tornado, close to the ground. How fast do tornadoes travel? It depends. They usually zip along at about 55 kilometers per hour. That's about 10 times as fast as you can walk, but some can really move. The fastest tornado ever reached an awesome 120 kilometers per hour. You'd never keep up with that. How long do they last? Tornadoes can last anything from a minute or two to several hours. The longest ever recorded was an incredible 7.5 hours long. Once a twister runs out of warm air and energy, it starts to collapse. The funnel looks like a twisted rope, then finally dies away. What happens when tornadoes touch down? Tornadoes hit the ground running and smash everything in their path, and they pick up bits of flying debris and turn them into deadly weapons. A tornado's trail of destruction can be from a few meters to a few hundred kilometers wide, and it can tear along for as much as 350 kilometers before it finally runs out of steam. What color are tornadoes? Most tornadoes are gray or black from all the dust and dirt they suck up from the ground, but a tornado that tore through the USA in 1991 was a pretty shade of pink from the thousands of geranium petals it sucked up when it ripped apart a greenhouse. How to measure a tornado? It's horribly hard to measure a tornado because the winds inside are so wild they'd smash any weather instruments into matchsticks. So experts look at the chaos they cause when they touch down. Then they guess the wind speed and grade the tornado on the horribly handy enhanced Fujita scale. Scale wind speed type of damage. EFO, 105 to 137 kilometers per hour. Light damage. Lifts off some roof tiles, breaks off branches, pushes over small trees. EF1, 138 to 178 kilometers per hour. Moderate damage, strips off roofs, breaks off doors, smashes windows. EF2, 179 to 218 kilometers per hour. Considerable damage, rips off roofs, smashes mobile homes, snaps large trees, lifts cars off ground. EF3, 219 to 266 kilometers per hour. Severe damage, destroys whole houses, derails trains, lifts and throws cars into air, blows away flimsy buildings. EF4, 265 to 322 kilometers per hour, devastating damage, flattens houses and shopping malls, hurls cars and other missiles. EF5, over 322 kilometers per hour, incredible damage, sweeps away houses, hurls cars hundreds of meters through air, damages high-rise buildings. Tornado takeaways quiz. When tornado touches down, it's a bit like a colossal vacuum cleaner sucking up everything in its way, and that includes people and buildings. Then it hurls them about a bit and smashes them up or spits them out. But which of these other tornado takeaways do you think is true? A. A rattled rabbit. B. A sleeping baby. C. An alarmed alligator. D. A traveling train. Or E. A wedding dress. Answers, believe it or not, they're all true. A. In 2001, a pet rabbit called Houdini had a lucky escape after his hutch was sucked into air by a tornado in Norfolk, England. The wind hurled the hutch over a 2-meter-high fence before sending it crashing into a meadow. Houdini was later found sitting next to his wrecked home, hopping mad but unharmed. B. Never mind, rock-a-bye baby. In 1981, a tornado swept through the city of Ancona in Italy and sucked up a pram with a baby asleep inside. Then it plonked the pram down again on the ground. Astonishingly, the baby didn't notice a thing. C. When a tornado starts running out of energy, it may spit out a surprise or two, like the alligator that fell from the sky in South Carolina, USA in 1833. And that's not all. Apart from alarmed alligators, tornadoes also dumped bucket loads of fish, frogs, mice, crabs, starfish, and even whole flocks of geese. D. A 350-ton train traveling through Minnesota, USA in 1931 was lifted clean off its tracks by a tornado. Then the bad-tempered twister dumped it in a nearby ditch. Incredibly, only one of the passengers was killed. E. In June 1953, a woman in Massachusetts, USA found a wedding dress in her back garden. It was dirty and crumpled, but otherwise good as new. She traced it back to a woman who lived 70 kilometers away. A tornado had blown the dress out of her house. Talk about a whirlwind romance.